You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by The Highway Drive-In, a four-screen drive-in movie theater in Coxsackie, New York. Information and schedule at HIWAYDriveIn.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Judy Pfaff of Tivoli, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going...
Hey, Jesus, hey. know what they're going through, but I want you to look at them and say, like the dew in the morning, may he rest upon your heart. May he saturate you with his glory. Come on, look at them and say, may he saturate you with his glory. Come on, we're gonna sing to our neighbor tonight. Come on, let's sing it this way. Yeah.
Like the dew in the morning.
May he rest upon your heart.
May he rest upon your heart.
Come on, turn to your neighbor and sing it. Come on, look at somebody and sing it to them.
Like the dew in the morning.
May he rest
upon your heart.
Come on, look at one more person and sing it to them tonight. Oh, yes.
Like the dew in the morning.
May he rest
upon your heart.
Come on, let's prophesy to one more person. Look at them. Come on, sing it.
Like the dew in the morning.
May he rest
upon your heart.
Oh, we say rest.
Rest, we
say rest.
Rest, we
say rest.
Rest, we
say rest. Rest, we say rest.
Like the dew in the morning.
We say rest.
Rest, we
say rest.
Rest, we
say rest.
Rest,
we say rest.
Rest,
we say rest.
Rest,
we say rain.
Rain,
we say rain.
Rain, rain.
Lord, rain.
Rain,
we say rain.
Rain,
we say moon. Hey, we say moon. Come on, we say moon.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, beloved. Praise the Lord. Good morning and God bless you. We switch it up a little bit this morning, yes, but you are listening to The Bright Side. This is The Bright Side, and there's a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, 90.7 FM Acra in Hudson in Catskill and beyond, WGXC.org online, and we're here for a good time. We bring the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, beloved, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ooh, how I love to call that name. We started out this morning with Like the Dew in the Morning, Come and Rest on My Heart with Judith Christie McAllister, and Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus with Luther Barnes, and Oh, How Precious, Kathy Taylor. We got more music like that coming up, but before there, we're going to go here. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Our Tuesday afternoon show had a couple of conquerors of cancer, Reverend Dr. Denise Lawrence and Reverend Iris Waddell. If you missed that, you can catch it on the archive. The Tuesday afternoon show with Pastor Kim that was on October 7th. We are paying honor to those who have thrived and have survived and who have conquered, for the scientists and the researchers and the medical field, all the doctors and surgeons and pharmacists and nurses and nutritionists and, you know, everybody that have put their hand to that plow to conquer cancer. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We encourage you. We support you. We pray for you if you're going through it, if you're going to it. If you're waiting to hear news, we're praying for you. It is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And all this month on the Tuesday afternoon show, I'll be here. And we're going to be focusing on domestic violence, breast cancer awareness. It is also Clergy Appreciation Month. Clergy Appreciation Month. And so we take time to shout out our brothers and sisters who have said yes and answered the call to be spiritual leaders, religious leaders, faith leaders, and helpers and healers. And so clergy appreciation, snaps and claps to all my brothers and sisters in the ecclesia. Also, it is early voting month this month, and in our final comments today, we're going to share information to help you get prepared for voting and election day. Early voting starts this month. So this is The Bright Side, and we come, hallelujah, with the music, with the message. There's another song, and another song, and another song, another song, and another song. We got a few more songs coming for you. I'll come back after a few to give my spiritual social commentary for today. Grace, Heaven Heard Me, that's coming up next with Faithful Neils. And I said last week, I didn't know if it was an AI-generated song or not. You tell me what you think. I'll tell you at the end, all right? Heaven Heard Me, Faithful Neils, Grace Like a River, Bongi Malabi. I think I messed that up, but from Africa. Heaven by Dwayne Harvey. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So, beloved, you stay right here. Don't go nowhere, because we got what? The music with the message that'll help and heal and strengthen the heart, the mind, and the soul.
And now I stand in bless your name, oh God. Thank you for your grace. It flows like a river. Hallelujah.
And you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, and beyond, WGXC.org online. We are listener-supported radio for listeners with open ears, open hearts, open minds. And, yeah, this is our time to worship, to praise, to adore, to testify to the greatness and the goodness of God. Listen, if you want to be a part of this, a supporter, a contributor, a donor, a underwriter, a sponsor, you can check out WGXC.org/donate to help support the station. All right. And this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side. There's a bright side. Hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Grace, grace, God's grace, God's amazing grace. It is sufficient. This is Bongani Malabi, and grace like a river. It flows.
Sing of your grace, deeper than the ocean.
Accessible like the air I breathe.
I will sing of your grace.
For His grace, we would be somewhere else right now. But we just want to give Him thanks for His amazing love that flows like a river. His grace is reaching out to you wherever you are. He doesn't discriminate. He's our great God. Why don't you just lay your burdens upon the riverside? Lay your burdens.
By the riverside. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It saved a sinner like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Amen. Is that your testimony today? Snaps and claps for that. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Well, this is Pastor Kim. I am a perpetual optimist. Even though times may be hard, we serve a good God. We serve a good God. I want to share some thoughts. You know, this year, this week, This weekend, there will be a day of action called No King's Day. No King's Day. And the website, the information that I received by mail or text or wherever said 2,500 actions are planned all across the nation to declare that we are not an autocracy. We are a republic, a democracy, of the people, by the people, for the people. And so this day of action is planned. But you know, in the planning of this day of action, I was thinking, some years ago, someone gave me a video. It was called Transformations. It was a two-part video, and this was like more than 20 years ago. And it was a two-part video that talked about places where amazing, miraculous works of God were done, nations where things were completely turned around. And it was turned around because the groups of people, the nation across, in one instance, the president of the nation called in Africa, called the people to repentance and prayer. Prayers were printed up and distributed all across the nation in the stadiums. The people were filled, stadiums were filled with people, and they were all praying from the same prayer. They were renouncing witchcraft and Satanism, occultism, and, you know, the practices of the ancestors that had depended on other kinds of gods over one true living God, Yahweh, who said, I am God of every gods. I am God of gods, Lord of lords, King of kings. He made that announcement. And at a time, even when the president of the United States said that this country would not be in existence when the 21st century came, the leaders of that nation called the nation to prayer. By the time the 21st century was here, the things in that nation had completely and utterly turned around. Amen. The significance and the importance of prayer. I've been thinking about that. And, well, I always think about that. I have found and seen what the power of prayer can do, right? But I also was thinking about that in terms of our history in this nation, the historical reference of this nation and the background. And I saw that the First Continental Congress called for a day of public humiliation, fasting, and prayer as the colonies sought God's guidance and protection during their struggle with Britain. They called for a day of public humiliation, fasting, and prayer. And this ragtag army was able to defeat the British Empire. Come on here, somebody. With a little help from friends, right? Like France, even Native Americans, right? But praise the Lord. Or indigenous people, I should say. All right. The 1775, the Congress called for a national day of prayer. George Washington called for a day of prayer and thanksgiving following the ratification of the U.S. Constitution, which we are being told almost every day is being attacked, dismantled, ignored. Abraham Lincoln in 1863, he proclaimed a national day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer during the Civil War. And I wouldn't think it was in his Gettysburg Address where he talked about how both sides were praying for their victory, right? But hallelujah, he called a national day of prayer for humiliation, fasting, and prayer. And we know how the Civil War turned out, abolishing slavery all across this land. Some folks want to go back to there, and it's just a sin and a shame. But here we are. Senator James Harlan and activist Sarah Josepha Hale Lincoln invited the nation to repent and seek divine healing, saying, we have forgotten God. It behooves us then to humble ourselves before the offended power to confess our national sins and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. In 1952, it was signed into law by the joint resolution of the Congress establishing an annual National Day of Prayer. During the Korean War, the height of the Cold War, leaders sought to reaffirm America's reliance on God. In 1988, Ronald Reagan signed an amendment making a National Day of Prayer the first Thursday of May each year. Current practices and presidents since Ronald Reagan, every U.S. president, Democrat and Republican has issued a National Day of Prayer. There is a National Day of Prayer task force encouraging prayer in communities, churches and government institutions nationwide. I know this upsets some people, but we didn't get this far on our own or by ourselves. And if we are not understanding our history, if we do not know our history, we are doomed to have it repeated. We don't want, hallelujah, to miss out on the opportunities that are given by God to pray. Hallelujah. And if we ever needed prayer before, beloved, we sure do need it now. We sure do need it now. In 1775, the Continental Congress, Colonial Congress, they prayed for unity and prayer for freedom. George Washington prayed for the nation and with thanksgiving. Abraham Lincoln for repentance and healing. Harry Truman for the end of the Cold War. Ronald Reagan, hallelujah, and others. There were crises when we had National Days of Prayer. Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1944, he prayed and called for a National Day of Prayer and prayed in a radio broadcast to seek divine strength and courage for the troops and peace in the world. And we saw the end of World War II. Harry Truman, he prayed for the Korean conflict and we were victorious there. We also remember in our lifetimes George W. Bush calling for a National Day of Prayer at the Gulf War, as the Gulf War began, and also when we had 9/11 terrorist attacks on our shores, a National Day of Prayer and remembrance to seek comfort and call the nation back to faith. And Barack Obama, he prayed for the National Day of Prayer that it continue, and amen. He continued the tradition with proclamations. Even Donald Trump, on March 15th of 2020, COVID-19 pandemic, he proclaimed a National Day of Prayer for healing and protection. So the historical note is that since the founding of the nation, there have been times of call to prayer, ongoing calls to pray. Beloveds, amen. Wouldn't it be amazing if all over this country on October 18th, that prayers were being made for God's help and guidance, for forgiveness of our sins, for certainly in serving the God of money, we have forgotten the God of our salvation, the God of our ages, the God of our generations. Truly, where we see profit promoted above the concerns of people, our veterans, our seniors, our children, our school systems, as we see the rich getting richer and those getting richer, some of them are so pompous and, you know, their noses are so far up in the air and they don't realize how they got there, that some of them and many of them, their wealth and generational wealth is born on the backs of indigenous people and enslaved people, disenfranchised people. Come on here, somebody. And for these things, our God is sorely displeased. And we have had time and time again an opportunity to correct that wrong. And it's time to pray and ask forgiveness. This is my social spiritual commentary for today, beloved. A prayer, amen. We can't allow people misusing the name of Christianity or Christ or faith or religion. We can't allow people who are misusing that. Some are being manipulated by the adversary himself to take us away from God and belief in the power of God to hear our prayers in heaven and help bring healing into our land. This is Pastor Kim, and this is my spiritual social commentary for today. I just want to close this with saying from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 15, the word of God for the people of God. And it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect person, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a good, good God, and he's got a good, good plan. All right. Keep your hand in the hand of the man with the plan. This is my social commentary for today. And I want to have this song follow that thought, A Brand New World. This is late pastor, author, teacher, and songwriter, singer, Reverend Dr. Miles Monroe, A Brand New World.
Inside us always yearning for a brand new world. People everywhere are so confused. Leaders don't know just what to do. Everybody wants a brand new world. And though we send rockets to the moon and the stars, and though we make trains and ships that go very far, and there's not a mountain that man has not climbed, yet a brand new world he could never find. 'Cause if we want a brand new world, you've got to have brand new people. And if we want brand new people, you got to have a brand new life. And if we want a brand new life, you got to have a brand new spirit. And if we want a brand new spirit, you got to come to Jesus Christ. Teenagers try everything they could, yet I wonder if they ever would find themselves a brand new world. An old man sitting in a barroom door, he still can't find what he's searching for. Oh, how he wants a brand new world. A brand new world depends on me and you, but we'll never find it in the things that we do. 'Cause Jesus promised a world of his own, and he invites you to come along. 'Cause
if we want a brand new world, you've got to have brand new people. If we want brand new people, you've got to have a brand new life. Oh yeah. But if we want a brand new life, come on choir, you've got to have a brand new spirit. And if we want a brand new spirit, you've got to come to Jesus Christ. You know and understand why man has failed every time to find himself a brand new world. Jesus knew, and that's why he came to bear a cross of sin and shame, so he could bring us all a new world. And though we change governments many times in our lives, the world is still the same. Why can't we realize that you cannot change a man from the outside, my friend? A brand new world begins within.
Yes, beloved. A brand new world begins with him. It begins within. Ask me how I know. Well, thank you, Dr. Miles Monroe. Rest in paradise of Christ. Today at 10 a.m., I will be the pastor supply at First Presbyterian Church in Hudson. If you're in the area, come on and worship with us. We got a word from the Lord too. Amen. So good to be able to share with our brothers and sisters at the First Presbyterian Church on the second Sunday. So thank you, God, for the open door and the opportunity to feed us, Lord, till we can receive no more. Listen, beloved, on Saturday, October 18th, Overcoming Ministries will be having our book and Bible study, a topic in the book titled, Do Your Children Believe? Do Your Children Believe? It is a Zoom, a book and Bible study, limited seating for in-person. It starts at 8:30 a.m. If you're interested, check us out. Just shoot us a text at 518-653-2008. Someone will get that information to you. The No King's Day Day of Action in Hudson will be on Saturday, October 18th, 1 p.m. at the 7th Street Park. And so, yes, beloved, we got one king, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How about that? Listen, I want to say happy birthday to all you October babies. Happy anniversary to all you October lovers. And if you want more information and want to connect with Overcoming Ministries or Pastor Kim, you can check out our website at www.omichurch.com. Somebody will reach out to you. I want to let you know that if you're sick or shut in, if you're lost or you're lonely, if you're confused, if you are depressed or stressed, you're grieving or bereaving, Overcoming Ministries and people of God all over are praying for you. We are praying for you. And God does answer prayers. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he says wait. Amen. Hallelujah. I won't mind waiting on the Lord. Beloved, no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the day, remember, there is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. You hang on in there, all right? God bless you till we meet or speak again. And this song is the end. Bless me, bless me, bless me, Lord, indeed, that all the folks around me will have what they need. This is Kirk Franklin in Maverick City at the Everglade Correctional Facility. And they singing with the brothers that have been incarcerated there. And some may have been released by now. Back in the community to be productive citizens. How about that? Bless me, Lord. Bless me. Let that be your prayer together with me today, that we can be a blessing to people wherever we are, wherever we be. God bless you. Stay well. Stay safe. Stay blessed.
Bless me. everyone around me can have everything they
and
need.
All these folks.
Let all these folks that's with me, God, have everything they
say
need.
It again.
Bless me, bless me, bless me, God, and you. Death has been defeated, he is our victory.
Come on.
Bless me, God, not just for me, but so everyone around me can have everything they
and
need.
All these folks.
Let all these folks that's with me, God,
take
have
it up.
Everything they need.
We blast, we blast, we blast.